It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
And welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning, we're going to travel over to Johnson Memorial Health Services, and we're going to visit with Lisa Kochenmeister again. And Lisa's in the studio, and we are social distancing, Lisa.
Correct, yeah.
Correct. That's still important to do that, right?
Absolutely.
With the COVID. Nice to have you in the studio again, because I think this is your second time around, right?
That is correct. All right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I think the first time around, it's like your first day on the job or something.
Yes, yes.
How's it going over there at Johns Memorial?
Oh, it's going great. Yep. I love my new job.
All right. That's good. I can tell. That's for sure. Thanks for coming in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
And it's special today because it's Lisa's birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Are you going to sing for me?
No, I will not. Are you going to make me? No, don't make me sing.
Maybe some other time when we're golfing.
Yeah, when we're golfing. Yeah, we're going to be golfing in the tournament. Couple tournaments here coming up in August and September, so just another year, right?
Just another year.
Have you seen your birthday cake yet or anything? Or
not yet.
Well, maybe Chris mate brought a birthday cake for you. I'm not sure.
I would hope so.
Okay. She makes a good cake, though.
Yes, you know? She does.
Okay. All right. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Why don't you, for our listeners again, why don't you just introduce yourself and talk a bit about your job title at Johnson Memorial.
Absolutely. I'm the mental health therapist at Johnson Memorial, and I provide individual therapy as well as family therapy.
All right. So with school starting, what is our subject for today, Lisa?
Well, I'd like to talk about going back to school during this new normal.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's a new normal, that's for sure, with the COVID pandemic going on. So, yeah, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, not only on kids, but parents and staff members at schools. It's got to be pretty high, I would
Absolutely,
guess.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's recognized that children over the country have been managing the sudden changes brought on by this global pandemic, and it is very important for parents and caregivers to understand and pay attention to how it could be affecting them, especially with the new school year fast approaching. Not only did us adults have to adjust to this new normal, our kids were also tossed into a whirlwind of changes from homeschooling to sports cancellations, limited peer interactions, mm-hmm. and of course, the wearing of masks. These changes may have brought on an increase in negative feelings, such as depression, frustration, stress, and hopelessness. So that's what I would like to address today.
All right. So, Lisa, what are some ideas for parents to prepare themselves and their children for a successful transition back to school during this COVID time?
Well, absolutely.
And you talked about masks.
Yes. Yep. And that's the most vital thing to know first and foremost is instructing our children on how to secure themselves against the coronavirus. And doing that involves doing it yourself first. Kids learn by watching, and if we teach them the proper way to keep themselves safe, we adults should model the same behavior, whether it's wearing a mask, washing our hands, or social distancing. If your child's school is recommending wearing a mask, well, have your kids practice now before school starts and wear it at different times throughout the day. This will help prepare them for the classroom. Throw out the do as I say, not as I do adage, and let's stay safe.
All right. So, Lisa, how can parents help their children feel at ease during this time?
Sure. Parents who are battling this adjustment of work and childcare should put forth effort every day to make their home as positive mm-hmm. as they can, as well as creating quality connections with their children to help them feel safe and at ease. This includes modeling confident and calm behavior along with providing structure. Family time spent around meals allows for a time to check in about everyone's day and to just be present. Homework time, bedtime, and even game time are also good ways for families to build a healthy foundation and for kids to learn consistency and structure through routines.
What are some other ideas, Lisa?
Be accessible and patient as much as you can. Create a self-care regimen so you are rested when your child or children need help and support. Choose your battles when it comes to homework. Do not engage in an argument if it'll jeopardize your relationship with your child, because it's not worth it. Homework is important and it will get done, so put it aside if need be and come back to it when all is calm. Don't put too low or too high expectations on your kiddos. Keep in mind that constant negative feedback can fester deep within and cause significant distress in kids and could stay with them for years to come. Establish a routine early on by getting your kids back on schedule a week or two before school starts. This includes a consistent routine to ensure that they get enough rest with a normal back-to-school bedtime and wake time, as well as hygiene and homework time. Speaking of homework time, it's a good idea to set aside time for an organized homework session. Each evening, this will allow parents to be involved in their kids' learning. For example, make a space in a quiet area to work. Check the day's assignments and provide any guidance possible. Work with your child to develop a plan for getting homework done and assignments turned in on time. You can even set an after-school routine, such as a bathroom break, snacks, and homework before free time. Just remember to be positive and empowering. And last but not least, talk to your children. This makes for a great opportunity for parents to engage in conversations around what their children's concerns are with going back to school. But don't disregard the positives, such as what are they excited about and looking forward to this year.
All right, Lisa, well, for our listeners just tuning in, we're talking to Lisa Kukemeister from Johnson Memorial Health Services, talking about the stress and anxiety that children and parents might have. And Lisa, how about, basically when you say children, I'm thinking,
School-age children.
But how about teenagers? How about seniors and maybe college students?
Absolutely. As teenagers tend to part from family time to embark on new adventures with their peers, continue to attempt family time by having a family movie night or a family game night. Empower them by giving them choices and learning their world. For example, let them choose the movie, game, or even the music in the car. But also understand the importance for privacy and time alone as they grow and mature into young adults and begin to invest more time with their peers.
How about parents? How about the parents that have anxiety about maybe sending their kids to school? Any advice on that to parents there, Lisa?
Sure. And there's no right or wrong decision. Mm-hmm. All you can do is make the best decision possible with the information that's currently available and what is in the best interest for you and your family. This includes considering the pros and cons or advantages and risks of each decision. Uneasiness can push us towards believing one choice could be the wrong choice. Instead, take time to thoroughly look at both sides and then choose. Organization and communication with your child can help begin the school year on a positive note, both at school and at home. Open communication lines between parents and their children is paramount, and setting time aside each day to talk to your children about challenges and new experiences at school makes for a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm. How about if parents notice their children is struggling emotionally or behaviorally at home? They show signs of extreme anxiety or have unusual difficulties in school. What would you suggest there?
Discuss these concerns mm-hmm. with your child's teacher to help and advise you in an appropriate plan of action.
Yeah, important to talk with your children's teachers and instructors, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's some good information there, Lisa. It's a different time, isn't it?
It is.
We got to work at it and keep moving forward with this stuff. So, you know what? Just before we end here, Lisa, I just think, you know, some people maybe are not embarrassed, but they don't reach out for help, and it's there. You're here to help.
Yes.
Don't be ashamed to ask for help. Right? What would you say to that?
Right. We talked about the stigma last time mm-hmm. I was here, and yes, there is a stigma, but help is also available. So if you ever need to reach out, it's okay to ask for help. Yep. And I'm available in Dawson at Johnson Memorial Health Services on Mondays and Fridays from 8 to 5 p.m. and Wednesdays from 3 to 7 p.m. You can call 769-4393 to schedule an appointment with me. I'm also available at Madison Healthcare Services in Madison on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 to 5 p.m. and Wednesdays, 10 to 2 p.m. And you can call 598-7551 to schedule an appointment.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I might need some therapy. I'm going to ask for help right now because I'm not going to be able to do volleyball or football this fall. You know, that's tough for me.
Well, at least
I'm actually struggling with that. It's almost depressing.
Yeah, and but at least you have some golf time left in
the year. Cross country.
And cross country.
Yep, there you go. Think positive. See, that's why you're here, to help me out, right?
Yes, think positive.
Think positive. Yeah, I do have cross country, girls golf, and swimming to do yet. So, yeah, think about that.
Think about
that.
Do
that well, yeah.
Yep, and just adjust to the new normal.
All right, new normal. Thanks for coming again, Lisa. Good job.
Thank you.
That's Lisa Kuchemeister. Mental health therapist from Johnson Memorial Health Services and Madison Healthcare.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.